This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is it.
Well, I got a couple questions for Jay.
Nice.
I'm so worried that I'll make a mistake.
Good, yeah. Nice.
Dirty's to the left of me. Golden Mike's to the right. Here I am, I'm on his
mind. Like, Bob Dylan doesn't have that good of a voice. And this is,
This isn't Bob Dylan, is it?
Isn't it?
Stuck in the middle with you.
I thought it was. Wow.
I don't know who this is.
So this guy's doing a Bob Dylan cover.
Doing...
Oh my
God.
Nice. That was about you sort of sitting in between us.
Oh, that's
I
true.
Wrote that. That's my voice.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a guest, Adam DeMarco.
Hello.
From the White Frickin' Lotus is here.
Thanks.
How do you like that?
Me. Jake and Amish, can't believe I'm here.
Nice.
If I were Yush.
Yes,
wow.
Stuck in the middle
can
with
you. Believe
Yush.
It.
Good man.
Stuck in the middle with Yush, indeed.
Jake, you thought that was a Bob Dylan cover because the guy just vaguely sounded like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not a Bob Dylan song.
Okay.
You knew that, right? You were like joking.
Yeah, it was I don't know why we're dragging me. Like, you haven't even you barely introduced DeMarco here.
I said 10 seconds,
you're like, we're here with Adam DeMarco. Jake, you thought that was a Bob Dylan song, you fucking idiot.
That's the more important thing to address.
We have a guest.
I looked it up. I've never heard this band is what I was going to say.
Okay.
It's a pretty obscure band is all.
Okay.
But I'm feeling like now that you're angry, it's sort of... Can we start over?
Sure.
Is that crazy?
Who is it?
Play the song again.
Adam DeMarco is here from the White Frickin' Lotus. How did this happen? How did you get here?
I took an Lyft. The Uber was taking way too long,
yeah,
so I called a Lyft.
I'm more of a Lyft guy myself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference for you?
I heard a long time ago that Lyft treated their drivers better.
Yeah.
I think now looking back on it, they're probably all treated pretty bad. Lyft isn't the good company.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, just I put Uber in a deep folder on my phone and I've never really found it again.
That's cool. You still have the pink mustache on your car.
Adam DeMarco is here.
From the White Frickin' Lotus, if you can believe it.
How did this happen?
I'm a fan of you guys, so I exercised my power of publicist
to
ask if I could do your show.
We do often get PR emails hey, this person's writing a book, do you want him to be on your show? And we're like, mm-hmm. No, it needs to be a friend, whatever. And they're like, holy shit, he's on White Lotus. I fucking love that show. Who is it? Yeah,
whoever.
On.
Yes, I don't care.
Yes,
do you know Theo James? Yeah. Would he do this?
I can text him.
Wow.
He texts me. He texts me back 50% of the time.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good odds.
Is that the highest rate of people on the show? Or would you say you're...
No, everyone's pretty great, yeah.
Except for... I mean, we're all thinking it.
Jim Stansel.
Who is a producer. Blind producer.
Producer's assistant, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I've seen every single one of your guys' web series episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was...
That's a lot.
It was airing when I was in high school. So, I kind of... grew up.
Actually, our sweet spot is vaguely Jewish high schoolers in Toronto.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right in
nailed
there.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
We should search celebrities in Toronto who are 30.
Yeah, exactly.
And be like, you probably like me, right?
At least you have a friend.
I need more, forgive me for saying this, but celebrity friends. You're a celebrity now.
We're old enough now where people that grew up watching our videos are... becoming more successful than us.
Yes, absolutely.
So we should be using that influence.
Exactly.
I told you when I got my foot surgery, the doctor told me they were a fan before I went out.
That's not a good sign.
You shouldn't do that. Yeah, like, you can't carve me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quoting Jake and Amir as they put the thing on you.
You have to sign your pass for him.
This is going to be a dream.
The anesthesiologist loves NADPOP. All right, count backwards from 20.
A 20-sided die.
Very good. Very good.
You guys were also always very great at, like, Facebook, getting on Facebook early days and like the fan engagement.
Oh yeah,
I actually just deleted Facebook, which I highly recommend to anyone who hasn't done it.
Yeah, I'm way too active on there with my theories and posts to ever consider that. Right. But that's interesting.
You're someone who should delete Facebook.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Because I need to sign into my Oculus with it, so it's gonna. We'll figure out a workaround. But what were you saying?
Going back and deleting you guys, I was at one point like, hey, do you guys mind wishing me a happy birthday?
Did we?
And you both did. And
wow.
It was so nice. And it like really meant a lot to me.
You posted on our Facebook, will you wish me a happy
birthday? No, like I think I DM'd or something, but you're like, sure. And then I showed all my friends.
A video?
Like, no, just a... Just a message.
I feel like and I remember that.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you
fucking shut the fuck up, Jake. No, I said really like
because it didn't happen. Like I do. That was a fucking setup to see if you would go along with it.
Because only Amir did it.
I don't remember what you said, but you said happy birthday, Jake. I mean Adam, which
that's
I was like,
good.
That's
a good
that
bit.
Is good. Unforgettable.
Yeah, that but was... mine was not that.
Yeah,
and mine was probably too earnest.
Actually, I did search.
Yes,
I searched your name on Twitter to see if we've ever interacted,
right.
And you did reply to a tweet from Jake in like 2014.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know because you deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
And then Jake replied to you, "You do you." So I don't know what you said that got Jake to say "You do you" in 2014.
And but my reply was to Adam and also Drake.
Yeah.
oh, really?
Yes.
I tweeted Drake and Jake.
Yeah.
Maybe Drake I didn't know which one was you.
Which one came up with "You do you" first?
Yeah. It was probably.
It had to be parallel thinking.
At least.
I tweeted at Drake a lot back in the day.
Did he ever wish you happy birthday?
Didn't we all? No. No.
Yeah. Now he would, man. Because you're on the White Frickin' Lotus.
White Lotus, yeah.
Great show. We just finished. Jake's not even done with it, so no spoilers.
So we can't talk about who
You
dies.
Can talk about it. I feel like I feel bad. I don't want to, you know.
Are you guys caught up?
Yeah.
Casey's caught up. Anya?
I didn't watch the last one, and then it was immediately ruined for me on every social
Yeah.
I'm avoiding social media.
I'm pretty sure that it's been ruined for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know 100%.
But there's actually, like, wasn't there this study that even if you know the ending or something is spoiled for you, it doesn't affect your enjoyment of it?
Yeah, I'm definitely
going
to
finish. Did your PR team tell you this?
Look, if you guys need to talk
In fact,
about
you watch it twice. There's little things that you should
I'm going to finish the show. I love the show, and I'll enjoy it no matter what. So if you guys need to spoil it, that's fine.
I don't need to spoil it.
I don't need to spoil it.
Okay.
Although, talking about spoiling it, my mom, who doesn't really watch American TV shows, and my dad, Israeli couple... They like watch Israeli television almost exclusively, but they love Italy. So like, you guys should watch this season of the show. And they got so into it. And then my mom was texting me during the finale. She's never done this before. And she says, "So who is the body in the water, you know, from the pilot?"
Yeah.
And then I said, "Did you watch the episode? Keep watching." And she's like, "It's too stressful for me. I need to know now." 2 minutes later, please. 2 minutes later, otherwise I'm going upstairs. I can't tolerate stress in movies. I was like, okay, this is the who dies, I won't say.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, good, that's what I thought. I'm like, you don't get to call it that you figured it
that's
out.
That's what I thought. I win. I begged to know, then I said I came up with it.
I knew it. Well thinking. All right, sweet.
The finale was great, though. I thought...
I mean, it was like, incredible. The whole show was awesome.
Yeah.
Everything is so fucking good.
The finale was like one of the best episodes of TV I've seen.
That's correct. You know? And you're in it, which is kind of
weird. So crazy.
Are you watching it before the public? Or are you...
All the other episodes I did, but this one...
You watched it.
HBO like didn't give us the screener for it. I don't
know
why.
Did you know how it ended?
Yeah. Well, I thought I did. And then I was like, well, maybe they'll change it in post, or maybe I got dummy scripts. You never know.
Wow.
The ending was crazy.
Did you know everything as it happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So it did turn out as scripted.
Yeah. I also liked that it was extra long. It was like Yeah, extra like an 20 minutes. I think they could have done that with every episode. It would have been like that. Yeah. They, you know.
Yeah, HBO doesn't care like what's on after White Lotus at 10:20 p.m. Eastern.
I mean, apparently they do. They do care. Yeah. But they know what they're doing over there at home box office.
I was also skeptical because I loved the first season. I'm like, oh, here comes the second season. I don't know about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I like the second season better. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I think. Wow. Yeah, I prefer it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with your character.
I'll tell Theo James.
Yeah, please do. Can you text him?
He's a buff and a cool.
He really is a buff and a cool. Jake and I were texting, like, we just love characters like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I said we're suckers for a himbo.
Yeah.
It's like
just a hot, jacked, fun dude who cheats in people and does a lot of drinking and drugs.
Just always is kind of happy.
Yeah. You're watching it wearing your drive jackets.
That's correct.
Matching drive jackets.
We should do that. Jake and Amir.
But you get a crab.
One with a lobster, one with a scorpion.
We should do a Jake and Amir, a sequel to the Jake and Amir in the club where you and I are both trying to pick up girls at the bar, but you and I both show up in drive jackets.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the other guy to take it off.
Yours is a scorpion, mine is a lobster because I misremembered it. I thought it was like a crab or some shit. It was a fucking scorpion, you idiot.
Did you even drive here? You can't fucking show up in an Uber with a drive jacket, okay?
You get on a motorcycle, don't know how to start it. All right, this is an advice podcast, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I were you, the only one on the internet hosted by me and Jake. Oftentimes, it's just us. Today, we're with a very special guest. Adam DeMarco from the White Frickin' Lotus is here.
How'd you get here?
Having me, guys.
How'd you get here?
I drove.
We're back, baby. Here's a question called, I can hear my brother fucking his girlfriend.
Awesome.
That's pretty much the question, but I'll read it anyway.
Do you still do fake names?
We still do fake names.
We sure do.
Good call.
Oh, so this is
I think a dude, although the name can go either way. So if you want to do like an ambiguous one. We don't really
ambiguous
know.
Ambiguous name.
Yeah, it could be a boy or a girl, a man or a woman.
Brinky.
Brinky.
Wow, that is very androgynous.
It is.
Who knows who's saying this? It could be a teddy bear. Hey, Jews, love the show. Right off the bat. You're not Jewish, are you?
I'm not. Sorry to disappoint. I don't know. Like, look so. All right,
let's
so
take a break.
Sorry,
because I see the face and it's Adam, which is could go either way for sure.
The last name is DeMarco.
That one can't really go long shot. Right? Yeah.
Adam DeMarco is here.
Yeah, I thought that was a stage name.
My last name was really
Dildstein or something.
You would need to come up with a stage name for that.
Adam Dildstein is here.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. All right, here's the sitch. My brother and
Dilstein got the part.
Deadline on Dilstein. Here's the sitch. My brother and his girlfriend have been staying home with us lately and will be staying with us while they're in summer vacation from college. Our bedrooms are across the hall from each other. They're young, spontaneous, whatever. I heard them having sex, !! I heard her moaning and practically yelling, oh, God. Anyways, I was fine with it. Didn't mention it to anyone. Then a couple days later, my sister hears the same thing. That's not even the bad part. A couple days after that, I was watching a movie with my sister and parents while my brother and said girlfriend are downstairs during a quiet part of the movie. We hear the moaning. We hear the sex. So do I tell my brother to keep it down? Do I put up with it for the rest of the summer? Help. Sorry for the long email, love.
Brinky.
Brinky.
B-R-I.
Brinky.
N-K.
E-E-Y.
E-E-Y-I-E.
Yeah.
It's two endings in one.
Brinky.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced this, hearing somebody else?
Fucked at home?
Yeah, have you ever fucked so good your sister heard it?
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
I have four older sisters.
Four older sisters?
Well, two half-sisters who are quite a bit older, and then,
That doesn't count, but yeah, that's interesting.
Cool, two sisters.
Yeah. Two half-sisters, so that's one sister. And then two sisters.
Three total, yeah.
Yeah, so have you ever experienced this thing, hearing somebody have sex?
Have they ever heard you have sex?
Gross.
What was it like?
Gross personal question.
If you had to, like, do the noise.
You said everyone asks you the same White Lotus question, so we're asking you when you haven't gotten Have your sisters ever heard you fuck?
Or vice versa.
Yeah,
or we can go back to how was it shooting in Italy?
No, that's never happened to me. With, yeah, no, family mm-hmm. member.
Yeah. Or friends?
Friends. I feel like it must have happened, you know, roommate situation.
Yeah.
This sounds like uniquely terrible. Mm-hmm.
It's spreading like a horror movie throughout the house. At first I heard it.
Yeah. My mom has heard me having sex and told me.
What did she say?
She said it sounded like a train was going through the house.
That was so foul.
Big,
that's like a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you think about
that's
it.
That's the hottest
it sounds like. It sounds like I'm bragging, but it is so, it's like burned in my brain as being so fucking, it was so embarrassing.
A train.
I think
were you running train? Is no. that what she meant?
No, it really was
it
not.
Sounded like you're running train in my house.
It was very standard.
Like you were running train. That's your mom.
Oh, gross!
How do you even know that?
It was very standard sex, and
let's all say it so we know.
Yeah. Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Running train with your boys from college. Yes. 9 guys, 1 girl.
That's enough. That's actually too far. What I said was fine.
Okay. You said running train. I just described the joke you made. I described what it means. Okay. I think it was because my bedroom was in the attic at the time, and my mom's bedroom was directly below mine. And
in the basement.
I think the bed was shaking. There was no moaning, but it was just like probably a little bit of a jumble.
It sounded like
chugga 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 chugga.
Yeah. Like a
steam engine. We also lived near train tracks, so it could have been a train.
Yeah. How do you know it wasn't the subway? Mom. Yeah.
But anyway, I think you should say something before your mom does, because your brother would probably rather hear it from a sibling.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, yeah. Hey man, dope sex, dude. Yeah. Sounds so cool when you do
that
it.
That being said, we did all hear it. Yeah. I don't know if you care about that kind of shit. I know I like it.
Yeah.
Do you?
I love that you're getting off. I love that you're moaning. It sounded like, and that's amazing.
Have you ever fucked a train? That's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah. I think with a sibling, you could just be like, yo, by the way, everyone heard you having sex. Yes. Cool it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that delicate. It's a sibling.
Siblings are like, you know, you're supposed to be able to say anything you want to one another. I have good advice for the person who was found having sex.
Uh-huh. Getting the person who's getting the sex.
Yeah, the person who's getting the sex. And so you just to throw them off your scent, you can have like the noise going on and everyone's like, oh, they're having sex again. And then you guys like walk out to the living room and be like, what's going on? What are you guys hearing? It's like, oh, this whole time we were actually hearing. And then, I don't know.
Watching
you hired
Lotus.
Actors.
Watching My Lotus. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So then that's the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're just watching a horny show in bed.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's absolutely fine.
You were watching him having sex on an airplane.
That's right.
You were on an airplane.
I was on an airplane. He was having sex in a hotel room. Yeah. I've seen everyone in that show shows their ass.
There's a lot of butts in the show.
Yeah.
Is
there a male actor on that show that doesn't show their ass?
F. Murray Abraham's cock is in the finale. You haven't seen that yet. It's in the
brain.
It's during the credits.
Right. Amazing. I can't wait.
I guess Murray and Michael. Oh, wait. Does Michael? I can't.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No butt doubles? That's your real butt?
No butt doubles. Wow. From what I know.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other actors, but
that's cool.
Yeah. Cheeks out for Mike White. What?
They offer that?
Did they offer a butt double?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could have made it happen.
Called one in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have some...
You want to work? You want to get in?
You have a salt and pepper hair on your ass, though, so I don't know if that would...
That wouldn't read on TV well, I don't think.
I'd wax.
I'd wax, too, but like at a certain point, there's like zits down there.
So you would...
I would do the let's call in the bullpen, as it were. Bring in the butt dub.
Yeah.
The B-dub.
But you have boils, zits.
I have a mass on my ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have an infected hemorrhoid that's so engorged it looks like a plum.
I have a
hanging
fissure.
From your sphincter.
I have
yes.
a fissure.
Yes. And a pink sock is what it's called. It's
not... And like kind of like a prison tat thing of a cherry.
Yes. It says, God, what a Musk tweet. Sorry. We'll cut this out so it's seamless. It says, prosecute on one cheek and Fauci on the other. That's what I meant to say.
He wrote prosecute Fauci?
He said my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. It's not funny, God. But to have it tattooed on my ass would be a funny
I need to buy more Tesla stock.
We're going through the roof with this guy. Okay, so what do we tell this guy to tell, or girl?
Yeah.
You can sit down with your sibling and say, we can all hear you having sex. Do with that information what you will.
Yeah.
This one sounds pretty easy. I don't think you need to write into a podcast about it. I think they just want to reach out to you. Yeah.
Should I tell my brother or listen to him fuck all summer? It's like, I think say something.
Do you want to? Yeah. I guess it depends on what you want out of the situation. Some people want to hear it. Go for it, I guess. Okay, let's take a break. Come back. Answer some more questions after these messages.
That's right.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back.
There we
Holy
go.
Shit. Hey, Adam, do you have any? What? Say what we're all thinking. There's an elephant in the room.
Yeah, so you're coming.
Yes. I mean, at the time of recording.
Yeah. What is the context of that?
That would be a, hey, mom, get out of the room. I'm currently either trying to or have just finished.
Or I'm in the act of coming.
Yes.
Currently.
Yes, but obviously that wasn't a live read. It wasn't a documentary. It was just a bit, a joke, a goof.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the boils on my ass. Not really.
Well, you do have boils.
But
on
you
your
do,
ass.
Right?
Yes. That was a bad example. But I'm just saying this.
I was like imitating art.
What's your unsolicited advice, man? I feel like I'm on trial here.
Yeah. Okay. So this is just what works is what worked for me. So
totally personal.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So if whoever's listening can get in like season 3 of White Lotus, I would definitely say like go for it. Like
season 3.
So your advice is to be on White Lotus.
Because it really super worked for your career-wise.
I have no complaints. Like, just in general.
Just because it was a good show and you were in it.
Yeah.
And now people know you.
Yeah.
I might try to follow that. Yeah. I might just
anyone in the room if you want.
If you can text Mike White.
Does he respond under 50% of the time?
Mike always responds. Yeah.
Wow. It's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I guess that would be.
Although it seems like he favors non-American actors. Jake is
you guys
from
are...
Connecticut.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty American.
But he loves Harold and Kumar 3. So
amazing.
Mr. White, it's an honor.
Is your name Avery in that?
My name is
Aiden.
No, it is it is an A word. Adrian.
Adrian. That's it. That's
what was the audition process like for that?
That's a really good question. I'm glad you're here to ask me because Jake often just sort of sweeps that entire thing under the rug. It was a movie that came out 11 years ago.
I was excited to see you in that.
Thank you. That's
like your first
very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 3D Christmas act.
You still make
I'll say the title.
Do you still make residual like some residuals off that?
Yeah, a couple $100 flows in every
Christmas
year.
It's a Christmas movie, so they're great for that. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
My friend directed it. And so he sort of helped shepherd me along the process.
You're a man on the inside.
Fought for you tooth and nail.
Correct.
The studio hated you.
He lost both of them. He lost his tooth.
The production and my nails.
Hated. Yeah.
Salaries, prices, whatever, was locked up in more expensive actors in other roles. So they needed to give somebody the bare minimum. And my friend is like, oh, we can give this guy absolute
peanuts.
Yes.
We can this guy will
do
guy.
It for free.
We can freaking scam this guy.
He'll fucking do it for experience. Yes. I know it.
Did, I don't know if extras stayed in the fancy hotel in Italy, but I was not in the fancy hotel in Detroit where we were shooting. There was like a Radisson across the street.
Right.
I don't know if that was the same situation there. There's like the White Lotus where like the actor stayed, but then also maybe like a fucking budget hotel two blocks away that most people stayed at.
I don't know where the extras. I think they just lived there.
That's
in
nice.
The town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like neighboring towns. Yeah, they're
all... I had to move to Detroit for a summer, so they didn't pay me any relocation fee either.
Right.
But yeah, having a friend that directed it helped push that along.
How did you get yours? Or we can keep on talking about Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Can I ask a couple more questions about Harold Kumar 3D Christmas?
Like Amir says, I don't actually know very much about it.
So you did your first tape. Was it in the room, the first read?
I believe it was on camera with a casting director.
And your friend wasn't there?
Friend was not there, ooh. But he got the tape. You know, it's like, oh, this is really funny. We can use this.
He knew you were going in or he found out after?
He recommended it.
Okay.
And then there was like one more... not like even that intense. There was no like chemistry read or anything like that. It was just like another put yourself on camera with a casting director.
Just two different days.
Yeah.
Were you really nervous for the second one, the callback?
Not really nervous, but probably kind of nervous. I was more nervous on the actual shoot day because I had never done like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, you're in first day. And it's like you and Cal Penn. And I'm like, okay, cool. 400 people in a set and like sit here and stay this like... land on this mark without looking at the ground and say your line, and everything was 3D cameras, so you have to like be very precise
and be funny
and be funny at the same
time. And you forgot that part on the day, right?
What's so funny?
Messing with you.
And then did you watch it in theaters?
Yes, I did watch it.
That's
in
a cool experience. Getting to see yourself on the big
premiere.
Screen.
And it was 3D.
Did I go to the premiere too?
You keep saying that like it's a good thing.
Yeah, 3D. Well, I feel like you guys are dropping the three dimension of it. I think you went to the party after the movie. I don't know.
I went to the after party.
Yeah.
I watched Avatar last night. Speaking of 3D.
Is that
movies.
Good? I hear good things. I'm very confused.
Well, you know, people, everyone
I haven't seen it since
the first one.
No, not the new one.
Oh, you saw the first one.
I rewatched the first one because I'd seen it so long. I was like, what happens in this
exactly.
again?
Yeah.
It's a 3D? Weird fucking movie.
3D?
It is 3D.
But
yeah, you don't have to watch it.
How would you watch something in 3D?
I mean, I thought it was 3D.
It was in the theater.
Yeah, it was, but like, how am I going
to
watch it
in 3D? Oh, you didn't go to like a theater and watch in 3D.
No. How is he going to go to the theater and watch the old Avatar?
Because they're fucking re-showing. Because they wanted to make a quick buck and they didn't have to fucking pay that much because it's a re-airing of a movie that came out in 2007. Is that so absurd? Like, is that, like, that's actually a really good business model.
Okay. I feel like you're getting super worked out. About this 3D. Is why you. This is why you shouldn't be involved in Hollywood. You're the reason
I'm trying
3D
not
failed.
To be.
This is because of people.
Will
like
you be my friend? Basically, I've been hanging out with podcasters for the better part of a decade.
Put me on a thread with James. I can get him to respond.
No one calls him James, dude.
Really?
Yeah. What do you call him?
No one would ever call him
Theo
that.
Or Theodore. Teddy.
Teddy.
People call him Ted. Teddy.
Teddy.
His Teddy.
Friends call him Ted.
That's awesome.
I'll call him Jim. Right?
That's cool.
Theo Jim.
Don't do that. He's going to hate you, dude.
We'll see how much he hates me when I tell him I saw all the Divergent movies.
So much more.
Was he in those and good?
He was. I mean, yeah. He was in them and he was hot, which was all he needed to be.
But in this one, he's actually funny in addition to hot.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely didn't. The Divergent series wasn't funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But it didn't need to be.
It didn't need to be.
Was it 3D?
Stop. It should.
You know what's a great moment in the show is when Cameron, the Theo James character, is rubbing Aubrey Plaza's leg. Did you see that part?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a really fucking tense moment.
Yeah.
That was
very
cool.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Will and Megan talking about the filming of that. They're like, we see it's so obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so hard. Like, where are we looking? Right. Because it's so obvious
which
what's going on.
Yeah. Why?
But when they cut
crazy,
it, it totally
looks
normal.
But yeah. Do that.
Pretending that you don't notice while it's happening is very hard.
And like, yeah, the like her reaction to that like wasn't quite pushing him away, but like also was kind of pushing him away.
It was also it was just creepy enough without being like an overt like leg rub. It's
like
just like kind of tap.
Yeah.
That's like let's
see. You guys like Don Draper as well?
Yeah, it was like that. And then how would you react to that? And like I wouldn't see it.
You're looking at your computer. I'm sort of touching the leg. Yeah.
That's really good. All right.
That was
you have other unsolicited, or that's it?
That's it.
Wait, can we ask about how you got? Is this your first big thing?
It's my first thing I've ever acted.
Really?
No.
No.
Holy shit!
Can you actually tell us your story, like your audition process and stuff? How did you get started? Tell me everything.
Start from the top.
I wished you a happy birthday when you were 16, and I know nothing else.
What's happened from then until now?
Yeah. You had a happy birthday, right?
18.
I was 14. It was really weird. Why were we even friends on Facebook?
I shouldn't be messaging you. I can get canceled for that. Retroactively.
Rightfully so.
I went to an acting school for a year and a half, and then I just got pretty lucky after one of my teachers recommended me to their agent. It's just like, you know, just like Harold and Kumar. It's like who you know.
We never did any acting prep. We never learned anything. No teachers, nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Pure instinct.
Yep.
Fear
Pure
and instinct.
And not being that good at acting.
And that's how you do it when you're doing 3D.
Yeah. The hard part is standing on the tape without looking at your feet.
But that was so good.
Dimension sees everything.
So you're in like acting school and your teacher is like, of all these students, this is the kid.
He recommended three of us to his... And then we were also like all pretty young. Like it was a variety of ages. So I think, you know, they always are looking for like young actors. There's a lot of roles out there for young actors. So I started working in Vancouver pretty quickly. I did like a couple Disney Channel movies, you know, like the Disney Channel original movie things.
Yeah.
So I did a couple
Cadet
of those.
Cadet Kelly, Twin Swap. What are we talking?
Are you making these up? Are these real?
First one was real. Second one was clearly not.
Twin Swap?
Twin Swap. Oh, sorry. I'm on Pornhub. come on, Anya. We're all adults here. Yeah. Except how old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, we're all adults.
We're all adults here.
And then, yeah, I mean, I've been, 10 years later, and I'm still going at it. And then I got this audition last year. When I was, like calling my manager. I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, should I go do like a Groundlings class or, you know, do some, just something to help or like, And he's like, I got an audition coming for you like literally next week that you're perfect for. Just like hang in there.
Wow.
I mean, also
that's
pandemic,
a dangerous thing to say to an actor because they see thousands of people and it's like,
yeah,
get your hopes up because there's one coming in 2 weeks that you're definitely going to get.
Yeah. And then, I read the breakdown and I was like, oh, I feel like I could do this.
Yeah.
It's like half Italian. I'm half Italian.
Right. I am this guy.
Yeah. I'll be Di Grasso, Adam DiMarco. It's like
this
weird connections. And I was like, okay, let me like really put a lot of work into it. More work than most auditions into this one. Like really, I watched every episode. I like did every scene like 5-6 times just to like nail it.
Were you always do that level of
no, no?
I remember like when I used to get auditions,
in a lot.
I would like read them on the subway to the room, stumble through, and then expect never to get called.
Yeah,
it's like, why am I doing this?
And it worked. You actually never got called.
Never got cast.
You were right.
Yeah. And I wonder if that was because
I didn't give a shit. That's right. Yeah. Like, why would I even prepare? I'm not gonna get it. Hi, welcome to the store. Let me guess. I didn't get the part. You're kind of rude. You don't know the sides at all.
It seems like you want to be here and watch.
This isn't too fucking D, and it's not worth my time.
Name both dimensions this is in.
You can't.
There's no way.
Yeah.
So after you auditioned, how fast did you get your callback through the next thing?
A couple weeks, maybe a week and a half.
That's also a long time.
Yeah, and then. Yeah, and then it was just two. So it was just the first one was a self-tape in my kitchen, and the second one was a Zoom callback with Mike and then the casting director and the producers. And then we just read – there was new scenes. We just read them once. There was, like, no notes. I didn't have to do it again.
That's insane.
I didn't have to, like, jump through hoops.
The show is so
nice.
The show is so well cast.
Yeah.
And, like, they find people.
Yeah, I think they just, like, know. Once they see you, they're like, yeah, we know.
Right.
And Mike is, like – he just sees, like – into people, maybe even things that like they don't even see in themselves for the characters. So like, and I think whatever he says goes at HBO. Like he, you know,
he is like a one man wrecking crew.
Yeah,
I wonder if he would like me.
Can we do
there's
like
no
me? Group
there's
thread.
No way of knowing.
There's no way. There's unless you put in a fucking good word, which is so absurd. There's no way he would do that, right? Unless you would.
Put in a word if saying, like, do you know this man?
Yeah,
in
like
a picture of your face.
Do you imagine him being at the Lotus next to
you? Have you ever dreamed this man?
Have you seen this man? It's a picture on a sign on a telephone pole.
Just your face on a carton of milk.
Oh, no, I haven't. All right. Just putting it out there in the ether. That's amazing. And now what? Now everyone knows who the fuck you are, so you don't have to.
Yeah, I told my friend that you were going to be on our podcast, and he said, oh, that's the hot one.
Whoa. Ooh.
Yeah.
Watch out, Theo. Yeah. Theo.
No,
who?
He said Theo James. Oh. Yeah.
You're not Theo James? So I haven't actually seen the show. He said you were the hot one.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
Hot one.
Tell him thank you.
I will. It's actually going to mean a lot to him.
Coming from the hot one for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird now. I mean, yeah, if I meet someone that like I'm a fan of, then they also have like seen my work. So that's like a cool thing rather than just like
it's also cool that everyone watches the show anyway, like you don't have to tell people to watch the show. Sometimes my friends are in shows and I don't watch them because I don't like the show. This
Same.
Show I would watch anyway.
Right.
So it's nice that your friends sort of back into being supportive because they're watching White Lotus for you.
Right.
And it does seem like everyone's watching it. But then I was like, oh, I guess everyone's watching this. And then sometimes I'll be talking to people and I'm like, because, the show. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, right. Like,
just a small pepperoni then.
So I'll be like, because the show. They're like, what? Yeah. So I stopped assuming that,
That's People always
seen
good.
It. Yeah.
What's your recognition rate? You're on the street talking to somebody.
I mean, it's been happening. More. People are staring more.
That's
kind of. It's not that cool. It's
yeah.
Makes you a lot more paranoid. And then people are like taking a video or a picture of you through their car.
Oh,
and then you like look and they're like pretending to film a license plate or something. It's like,
this is
that license plate you wanted to film. Like
eventually you have to
PQR, FJJ. Really cool.
Those are my initials, sir. The hot one not the hot one.
Jeez. What's like the most annoying thing that everybody comes up to you with?
Oh my god, for me it was like just knowing that they had seen
your ass in 3D.
Harold and Kumar.
Adrian!
Usually it's like a Rocky thing.
Yeah,
they were asking
that'd
for
be
me.
Annoying.
Adrian.
No, is there like a joke that everybody says that they think they're the only one to say?
No, I don't. Nothing major.
Right, cool.
And I'm definitely not going to tell you or like your listeners.
Yeah,
because
then
they're
going to
get it forever. Yeah, yeah.
I'd love
what happened to Dubs.
I'd love your phone number. Actually.
All right, Dubs.
Think I should have your phone number.
Okay.
Quite frankly, is that fair to say?
I feel like it's fair to say, but maybe not on camera with the mics on.
More natural after
putting,
the recording.
Yeah, putting them on the spot for sure.
Oh,
you've also already expressed that you're
wanting
trying to social climb.
You asked for Mike. You asked for a Mike White intro. You asked for Theo James's number.
And then he said, I want to be friends with you. Yeah. Like third.
Yeah. Right.
I should have done friends, Mike White.
Yeah, the order was. Yeah.
I wonder if it's just Mike White at iCloud.com or some basic
It usually
shit.
Is something like that. It's yeah. like Mike.White at Mac.com.
Yeah, yeah. Gmail.com. Yeah. It's worth a shot. Tom Cruise at Gmail.com.
Hey, it's me, Tom. I'm just checking my Gmail. He's Jack Nicholson.
That's Tom Cruise. That's you doing Tom Cruise doing
Jack Nicholson.
I really do need to know Tom Cruise's email address.
It's probably fucking like Maverick. Like,
yeah, Maverick yeah. guy. Mm-hmm.
Maverick
AOL.
Underscore Tom.
Maverick Tom.
That's really cool. Okay, let's have another question.
Yeah, isn't this an advice show?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. It's an advice
for
show.
For real, for real.
And I am advising or giving advice often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a Canadian number? Like, would I be able to text?
Yeah, 778.
778. Yeah. Write this
That's
down.
How it starts.
Write it down. You're asking.
We'll cut it out. We'll cut it out on the day. I'm trying to find. Okay, here's one that's pretty funny. It's okay. I searched pizza in Italy for White Lotus adjacent questions.
That's smart.
Oh, you searched Italy?
Yeah,
and
in our
pizza.
Email box.
And so
yeah.
the sex I figured, come out.
Well, this is a one. Sexual question in nature, but he does reference pizza at a certain point. Actually, okay. It's a lady. Do you have a lady's name?
Shinky.
Shinky? So the first one was Blinky?
Brinky.
And Shinky.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
naming like the Pac-Man ghosts. Yeah. yeah.
The knockoff Pac-Man ghosts.
yeah. They couldn't get the rights to the real ones. Dear Koi Soy Boys, I have found myself in a sticky situation. After many Tinder convos that went nowhere and Tinder dates that made me want to shoot myself, I found a boy I liked, and we had nice. A nice coffee date, then a second date at this really nice pizza place, and then a third date rolls around, and I invite him to my place to cook. Eventually, things get a little frisky, and we move on to the bedroom. It's a little awkward, but it's all good. I can deal with it, but something keeps me up at night that still that's happened. He took off my bra, and he started laughing. Without saying another word, he proceeded to take his pointer fingers and poke my nipples and say out loud, boop. I did not appreciate that at all, obviously, so I told him so. We eventually had sex, and it was literally the worst I've ever had. Yeah. My friend said he was so nervous, so I gave him a second chance, but then he still did the things that took me out of the moment. We are not sexually compatible, and it sucks because I like him as a person, but I don't want to see him anymore. He seems to think we're on the dating track. What's the best way to inform him that I don't want to see him again? I can't do it in person because of quarantine, or do I even need to tell him at all? Love. Shinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a date at a pizza place. That's why pizza came up.
So this is, yeah.
Yeah.
It almost sounds White Lotus-y that somebody right. would do something this weird during sex. Just like be seemingly normal and then have one thing that yeah. really makes you be like, you're fucked up.
Yeah. Or like Seinfeld. It's like, well, it was nice, but he said boop while he touched
He's a
my
nipple
nipples.
Booper.
He's a, he's a nipple booper. So I guess this is just general advice for people. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, should go to the next question. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't do that.
Right. And then as far as telling him, it seems like you can be honest about the reasons. It was because of the pooping, or do you want to keep it vague? Do you want to know exactly why somebody breaks up with you, or would you rather just keep it?
I want to know exactly why.
Yeah.
Don't sugarcoat it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to hear it, internalize it, and maybe change it for the better.
Yeah, if it's something I can take and bring with me going forward yeah. in future things, I don't ruin, yeah. if, especially if I like the person,
yeah.
if it's something I can work on, mm-hmm. and that's an easy fix, right? Like, maybe,
don't
yeah.
poop.
Yeah.
Well, also,
it's easier than losing weight.
It was more general. She said the sex was bad, and they're not compatible sex-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, because of that, like,
yeah, that's definitely
she got
the wrong
the
foot.
The ick immediately. Sure. Uh-huh. It's like you started with the ick
yeah.
instead of, like,
yeah.
whatever. Like, if they had
I just
had
don't
some...
think I, you'd need to say anything to the guy.
You like just say
I would also I'd want the feedback,
yeah.
but I wouldn't be owed the feedback. If what
the
if
feedback
she says
is a bonus?
What if she's like, we're not sexually compatible? The boop was weird. He's like, I'll never boop again. Yeah. I give me one more chance. I'll be awesome at sex.
Give me one more chance.
I can't resist.
Straw comes up. Ah, fuck.
Must boop. What noise can I make at this
beep.
Point?
Can I do a beep?
Give me a beep. If I can't boop, I'll beep. Have you been broken up with more or breaking up with other people more?
Broke, break, breaking up with more.
You like they've broken up with you more.
No.
The other way around.
Yeah, but like it's like a 64. It's not like a huge.
Yeah, yeah. A slight favorite.
It's a, I'm still a slight favorite.
And do you get feedback? Do you give feedback, or is it more like an obvious? This isn't working out.
If I'm broken up with, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but usually it's so personal. It's not like you do this to everyone, and this is why. It's more like, yeah, I like being outdoors, and you like being indoors. So it's not like a fix.
Yeah,
it's just a compatibility issue.
Yeah, what are the reasons you guys have been broken up with?
Cheating,
yeah. Eating,
yeah. I think Speeding. It's basically only ever cheating, but I've never been broken up with. But that's why my relationships have ended, because I was cheating on somebody.
Yeah, but it
you
wasn't
still
like
broke
a
up
perfect.
With them
yeah.
to like
because
keep
like,
your
all
ratio.
Right, this is not working out. I'm cheating on them a lot at this point, so yeah. I should really.
Usually, the cheating is an indication that the relationship isn't perfect for other reasons.
Yeah. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the underlying root issue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind
of
like...
All my relationships ended because it was my fault.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it could have been a compatibility issue, and that was your, like, immature way of acting out.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to sit down and have a serious conversation with this person. I'll cheat, then they'll either find out
break
up
I'll cheat,
me.
The relationship will be ruined,
forever.
And then I'll have to break up.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's, it's like that was a healthy thing that I did. For sure. It's a
cowardly tactic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a craven...
Tactic of cowards.
Uh-huh. Yes, a craven man.
Well, the other way to do it is... just sweeping it under the rug and staying in a relationship too long and then grow to regret and resent the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you're able to cut it off early by cheating on that person.
I'm too selfish to stay in a relationship that I don't like.
Yeah.
I care. I have no impulse control. Mm-hmm. I care only about my happiness.
Sure.
And I'm a coward. Yes.
And a lame.
Also, coward and a lame. A horn dog who needs to run train.
Yeah. And have my mommy here.
Yeah.
Love eating corn dogs.
I do love eating corn dogs.
A horn dog who loves corn dogs.
I'm a horn dog who loves corn dogs. And that's why my relationships. Why do yours end? Let's talk about you.
Amir?
Yeah, I do the stay in. I used to do the stay in relationships too long thing where I'm like, it's year four, and we're no longer really in a relationship at this point, but nobody wants to, like, have that difficult conversation, sit down and break up with someone. I don't want to break a heart. Nobody wants to, like, make me sad.
Yeah, I've done that in my first ever relationship when I was, like, 19. I was, like, I was, like, how do I break up with this person? Like, I tried, and it, like, didn't work.
Right.
Like, I didn't know how to do it. And then it's, like, oh, if I, like, cheat on this person and... And then I never have done that again because I was like, okay, that's obviously not what you like,
do. Yeah, totally. You learned that at age 19.
Totally. Yeah.
And 19. I learned it at age 29.
We're all different.
Yeah. And then...
It's the Canadian-American difference. It's an exchange rate.
And then I have stayed in something too long as well, so...
Because breaking up's hard.
Yeah, experienced kind of both of it. But now I just feel like it's... I know, like, I'm 32. I, like, know what I'm looking for, so I'm not going to... even get into something with someone if they're not like
I mean we're all in our 30s we like have matured beyond that
we're all the same age
1 month away from being 40
1 month no way more than that
huh
way more than one month yeah today's the 13th of December
when does this episode come out
Monday the 19th
right. When's your birthday
January 18th
What? I couldn't.
But I was January 18th, but I was born in Israel.
So?
So wouldn't it be...
Wouldn't it be the other way?
What other way?
There is no other way. You're either 40 or you're not, and I'm not right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're all technically in our 30s.
Yes.
You being significantly older than, frankly, Adam and I.
How old are you?
36 or 7.
37.
37. So we're both.
You made it sound young by saying the incorrect age first.
I'm 35-ish.
Yeah. It's like I'm running 5 to 20 minutes late. I was like, okay, you're running 20 minutes late. Yeah, 5 to 20.
Imagine if it were 5.
Yeah. Because it's really going to be 29 minutes late. But I've already said, now I'm only 9 minutes late. That's not anything big deal. Uh-huh. I said 5, it's 29. No big whoop. Okay. You can break up with this guy however you want.
Yeah.
You don't owe him anything.
Not the booper.
Not the booper. That's a blooper. Do you guys have bloopers on White Lotus? You ever laugh during a sex scene and you just get the giggles?
I actually booped a lot in
really?
The sex scenes.
Couldn't resist.
Yeah, yeah. Can I say, tell me to stop doing that in all my sex scenes.
Can I give you a compliment?
I
thought that it's a little personal, but I thought that you're...
Stare him in the eyes when you're doing it. You're like
your orgasm on the show yeah. were the most believable orgasms I think I've ever seen.
In nice, a, in dude. Nice.
It was, they were yes, so dude. Pure. They were like, they truly were a 19-year-old. How old were you in the show? Like 22?
Yeah.
25. They were a kid in their early 20s, like coming for the first time. Yeah. It was so, it really, really.
You weren't like trying to look cool. You were just like literally orgasming. Yeah. It's like you have no control.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I heard if you come in the show, you come in real life.
Wow. It's like dreams.
Yeah. This is me watching next to a sleeping 75-year-old on the plane, hoping he doesn't wake up.
You have to practice orgasming, or is it a
lot of solo practice? Yeah,
yeah. A lot of getting into character. Yeah. As it were.
Yeah.
Give us a quick cut, oh,
quick
cut, so yeah. we can see.
All right.
So I'll the because we are recording this as a
okay.
Video,
right? Just like ow, oh, no, yeah, yeah,
that's
ow.
Exactly why I loved it so much. Coming is
stop,
pain.
Stop. Yeah. Stop. Yeah,
it's too intense.
The lady you're well, with you. Is an actual Italian.
Nice. I was really nervous about that. Really? So that's a nice.
She was
compliment.
A real Italian actor, right? Not American actor. That's
she still is. Yeah,
still is. Yeah, holy shit! I thought she died on the day. My God,
she was and
okay.
Is.
Well, great. Yeah, now yeah. I know she doesn't die.
Well, we don't know anything for certain.
We had a funny exchange on Twitter about. Oh yeah. Tweeted me is like what.
DM me
who dies.
He's like, yeah, big finale tonight. And I'm just like, DM me who dies.
And I was like, yeah, hey, dude. So it's just like a random Sicilian fisherman or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, I barely remember. Yeah. I was so high during the table read.
And he was like, it's actually a PA from the show. And then reveal it during the credits.
Yeah, it happens during the little Q&As after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Mike White chokes on a right. donut. And yeah. He's the dad.
Dedicated to Mike White. Yeah.
Okay, let's take another break. Thank some more sponsors, because again, at the end of the day, this is a business, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I am gonna need your phone number. We'll be back after this.
Don't try to make it official.
It's for the call sheets.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back.
Yes.
During the break, Adam requested we Game Boy. That's how big of a fan you are. This isn't like some bullshit PR nightmare. Uh-huh. This is a real deal.
Yeah.
You requested to...
I want to meet the Game Boy.
You want to meet the Game Boy.
Can I just see the Game Boy?
Did you say game?
Oh, my
God. I haven't done it in so long.
No.
Oh!
Oh,
no.
Talking about orgasms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! That's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
Learn from the best.
It's Fonzie / orgasming.
Yeah.
When we can't find a question, mm-hmm. Anya's very confused. So basically when we can't find a question, we summon this artificially intelligent alter ego
boy.
robot boy of Jake's.
Yes, and
called
when I
the
hear
Game
the word...
Boy.
Oh!
And he searches our email for a word, and the goal of the game is to find just one email, a word so obscure, but it still comes up. One email search query.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want Jake to come up with a word? Do you have a word you think?
I would never interfere with the Game Boy in his process.
Did you say game?
Yeah, he already said game.
Oh,
you're already here. We've established that.
The word is parakeet. Parakeet.
Really specific. Yeah. I don't even know how to spell that.
Well, you better.
What happens
spell it right?
If it's there's zero? Does the Game Boy lose a heart? Yeah, lose a life?
I lose a life.
Oh!
like Zelda, one of his hearts goes away.
There's no way I know how to spell parakeet. How do you
well,
spell
then
it?
Open a new tab and fucking figure it out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You're not using this laptop to the full power.
That is what he's like, just so you get the idea.
Damn, Game
Boy's
badass.
Everything up until now, he's been like nice to you, polite. It felt like a really nice version of Jake until that fucking moment. Unbelievable. Just open a new tab.
Yeah, why don't you?
This is ridiculous.
You're the one.
All right, here we go. Like, parakeet. Did you mean parakeet?
Yeah.
How did you know? How did you spell it?
Parrot keep.
All right.
I think it's P-A-R-R-A-K-E-E-T.
That's close, but there's only one R.
Fuck! Search it both ways in the email.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's one?
One wow. Unanswered wow. Email from 2013.
I think that
that's how you do it,
I
man.
Think that's Golden Mike worthy as well.
No!
Holy shit. Should we? Adam and I are going to share the Golden Mike.
This email is from your cousin.
By the way, that's a fucking turdy for you.
For what?
For not knowing how to spell parakeet.
Yeah. You didn't know either. You said two R's.
Yeah, also not wanting to like open a tab yeah, or whatever.
I didn't
like,
have to
you
open
basically
a tab.
Didn't want to look up parakeet because you didn't know how to spell
and
it.
And you didn't want like, you didn't you wanted to steal his golden mic?
No, I did not.
But steal his thunder. You knew it was a good word. You knew parakeet was a good word.
And it was slanderous when you were like, he's always like this when I said open up a new tab.
That's turdy.
Yeah.
You guys are co-hosts. You should be nice to him.
I thought so. I really thought so. Oh my God, you have his number.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
He put us on a thread. Me, Mike White.
No.
Theo James.
You also missed. You're like rubbing each other's legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been staring at my fucking tab. You created a ruse.
A parakeet tab.
Hyena ate my bird was an email sent to us May 16th, 2013.
That's so sad.
Hyena ate my bird?
Literally almost 10 years ago to the date.
All right. What's this person's name?
Minky.
Minky. Yeah. Got it.
The trifecta is complete.
Talking about Zelda, we got all three of them. The Horcrux or whatever the fuck. Here's my problem, writes
Minky.
Minky. Don't say it like that.
Why?
Sorry, now I'm getting mad at you, and it's really just stemming from how close you're sitting to Jake.
You can win two turdies, you know.
Yeah. I have about 500. I know you can win two.
Are you not going to read the question?
Question is fine.
He's shutting down.
He's getting tired. He's cranky.
Okay.
I have a problem if you want to call it that, because honestly, it's kind of a blessing. A hyena ate my friggin' bird. My mom's going to be pissed because my dad spent his last dime on the parakeet. But honestly, it's a pain in my ass. How do I tell my mom and not get her mad at me?
Is this not? This can't be real.
I don't know if it's real or not, but we have to act as though it is because it's a 10-year-old question. I don't know where he is that a hyena is there. I don't know how he got the bird.
I think we should respond to that. Hey, we just answered.
Hey, just getting to this now.
Yeah.
You're a decade older or dead. Please right. Let us know what turned up.
We need proof. Did you really record it? How do you know?
Yeah.
Where
are there hyenas?
They must have seen it. How do you?
Yeah, hyena. There's no way, unless this person lives in some sort of outback steakhouse. Have you ever had an animal die via another animal eating it?
Probably.
Really?
I had a bird that flew away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You had a bird.
I had a cockatiel.
Interesting.
I was thinking about cockatiel as the word.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, there's a thousand emails that's about so cockatiels. Only one about.
Take my number.
I would love that.
I'll get that.
Yeah, no.
I was gonna say cockatoo,
cockatiel.
Cockatiel. Same cockatoo, shit.
It's
asshole.
Not. It's actually not.
That's another turdy. Cockatiel, asshole.
That's a funny, sound bite. We don't usually do sound bites, but isolating Jake saying cockatiel, asshole, would be a good one.
Yeah, I had a cockatiel that flew away. It was like, we would let it out of its cage. No, we would let it like go on top and like sometimes it would like fly to our shoulders and hang out. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to high school one morning and like the door was open and it just like flew to a shoulder to hang out. And then it just like got confused in the garage and just like flew out. And I like tried to catch it. Yeah. It's like running after a bird. I'm like, I'm going to get it. It like goes into my neighbor's yard. I like hop the fence and it like flies back over.
Really?
And I like didn't see. I'm like, wow. It's in here somewhere.
Can they survive in the wild?
Like, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Not this one. Yeah. It was like winter. Yeah. Probably was eaten by a freaking. Yeah.
You murdered a bird.
A birder. It...
You're absolutely a cold-blooded
it
birder.
Put itself in that situation.
You took a tropical bird and brought him to the icy tundra of Ontario. Set him free in the blistering gold.
Yeah.
If you love something, set it number. Free.
I'm going to text you about that. That's so messed up, man.
What was this question? Do I tell my mom?
How do I tell my mom?
You just tell her.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I think you just tell her. Really it's cool. 10 years ago.
You can tell
point.
Her.
I think you can come.
You can stop holding on to this.
It's been a decade, bro.
Yeah.
Are you really not going to tell your mom?
Come clean. 10 years.
Let's get one last question.
Let's get a real one.
Yeah,
that's not a real one.
A real one, Ed.
A recent one.
Uh-huh.
This one's good. This one's recent.
Okay.
It's good.
We're going to need another name.
Oh, God. How will I come up with one?
Another lady's name.
Aubrey Plaza.
What a fucking huge right turn you made. Do you have her number? I wonder if that could be a fun thread to be on.
Fun thread? Or you mean advantageous thread?
Career-wise.
Yeah, career-wise.
Although I bet I wouldn't even be able to parlay it into a role at this point.
Yeah,
your attitude. You're really like thinking about
I'm moving up. What number on the call sheet were you? I'm serious.
No, you're serious.
I think 3. It's alphabetical, just like the credits.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, everyone was kind of like, you know, treated equally, which is great for me.
Yes.
Like, yeah, me and Coolidge were the same.
Alphabetically speaking.
Yeah.
You didn't have any scenes with her, right?
I had one where, like, she was kind of in the background and myself and Haley Lou were just at
dinner.
Brunch or something. Oh, yeah, and at dinner.
So there are, like, actors that you spent almost all your time with and there are actors that you didn't even hang out with at all.
We all hung out a lot, yeah. And then there's just, like, different kind of little groups, splinter groups would form depending on who was shooting that day or the next day. And everyone was pretty social.
Who is your BFF on the show?
Haley and Megan and Leo. Yeah.
Leo?
Yeah, he plays the Essex guy.
Oh, that guy was fucking cool.
Oh, God, I love that
guy. Oh, you're going to really like him.
That guy's really cool.
Yeah, he's supposed to
be. Is he really like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. He's got to be like that.
And he has a beard.
He has a beard and a face.
And a cigarette.
Yeah, dude. You're going to love it. Yeah.
He's not acting. I mean, that guy looks like a genuinely cool dude, and he's playing himself.
He's very cool. I mean, he's doing an Essex accent. That's not his real accent, which is cool.
He looks like a Love Island contestant.
Yes,
it's just like on. Yeah, he's so good.
It would be a fun twist if he was American. But that never really happens, does it?
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
I don't have to read the question.
I will. I just want this guy's number. Leo, was it?
You want everyone's number from the show.
What will you do with it?
He's
You're so
shredded.
Socially awkward anyway. Yeah, you have all of the numbers. What happened?
He's too young to have seen Jake in a mirror.
Yeah, British too.
Yeah.
How old is he?
25-ish,
wow,
I think.
That's cool.
26? I don't know.
Okay, I've been with my boyfriend for over a year, writes Aubrey Plaza, and we're moving in together to study in the same city. Everything is good between us, except for one thing. He's too normal in bed. Mm. A regular Albie. Yeah.
That doesn't say that? Read the question.
A regular Adam DeMarco. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
He likes to have vanilla sex in our bed.
You let him get away with that? It's another turn.
Turn his mic off. There's no way.
Sometimes, Jake and Adam show now.
Sometimes we have shower sex and maybe a couch session, but super rarely. I lost my virginity.
Cut his mic.
Yeah.
I lost my virginity to him, but he's been with a couple of girls before me, including a long-term girlfriend. Now I've been a bit bummed that he's so vanilla. I mean, I want to try public sex, maybe in a restroom, maybe by a lake. Something forbidden and fun.
I want to go insane. I want to have sex near a lake.
I want to go lake mode on this bitch.
On the Silver Lake Reservoir.
Lake mode.
But he refuses. He hates it. Claims it's disrespectful to the people who might be around. Even when we were celebrating midsummer in our friend's summer cabin, we got our own room with a huge bed. But he couldn't have sex with me. He wasn't comfortable enough.
Interesting.
Sure, I've been a bit salty over this, but I figure there's nothing I could really do. So while we were talking about previous sexes, I said something along the lines of, so what's the most public place you've ever done it? And he replied with, I did it in the middle of a soccer field once. In the middle of a soccer field? That's the fucking hottest thing I've ever heard. I want that. The fucking second he said that, I stormed out to get fucking pizza.
Nice. Why are you pointing at me?
But yeah. I literally
the White Lotus connection. All of the pizza from the show.
You're like... Italian, I guess. I literally wanted to cry. It sounds silly, but after all the times he said no to me because of all those stupid and probably made up reasons, it hurts to know that he was fine doing it with an ex. And now I can't stop imagining it. Mm. Not him and I, him and his ex going at it. It was a week ago, but he managed to mention it again in a funny way about how I exaggerated. But the mere mention of it made me want it to cry again. Oh. And I don't know. I don't want to be jealous of the sex him and his ex had, but I am. And frankly, I feel unattractive for him to not want to do things, those things with me. Will I ever get to experience the sex of my dreams and die jealous of his ex-girlfriend? Any advice would truly help since I can't ask this to anyone else without sounding mad. Mm-hmm. Love, Aubrey Plaza III.
I think you're a bit of a Casanova in this regard.
So am I. So am I.
You
soccer field? What's the most public place you've ever had sex?
Public?
Yeah.
Probably a hotel room.
That's private.
Absolutely public. A hotel. A hotel.
Yeah.
Forget I said room. But it was triple deadlocked.
Yeah. Lobby.
It was bolted.
Holiday Inn Express.
The door was latched. Children's as anyone Texas. Could have walked in.
That's right. Shout out to White Lotus again. I don't know if you got to that part. This guy's unbelievable.
Do you even watch the show?
Do you even watch it, bro?
I'm binging it. Watching it right now.
Did you get to the part where he comes back to the room, but it's latched shut? And he's like, why'd you latch it? She's like, I don't know.
No.
Wow. Okay.
He was great in that. See, I love watching him lose his shit.
Yes, he fucking goes mad.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't seen it. Yeah, I don't know. But it sounds awesome.
You're going to love it. Soccer field is cool. There's a game on actually at the time.
During the World Cup. Yeah. Messi had to do a free kick around us. Yeah. That fucking public.
During penalties.
We blocked it. Yeah. We were the wall.
Is that a new thing? The guy that lays down underneath the
wall? That was them.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's relatively new, but they've been doing it for a while.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's an option.
I don't know how you get to how like that is your job. They must rotate.
Yeah. Who wants to be the fucking floor mat? Right. So you'll lie here, and if the ball's going 80 miles per hour at your face, that hits you. And then we'll be there jumping up, covering our balls. Don't cover your balls. Yeah. Do not cover your balls. Your arms have to be at your side for maximum blockage.
Yeah, because if you cut, it might be a handball.
It has to be in a natural position.
Don't put your hand on your ball.
Hits you in the balls. Yes, you're the hero. Yeah, I've never had public sex. I've been the boy here where the girl's like, let's do it in the bathroom at this fucking convention center or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but like, won't we get arrested if we're caught? Like, is it worth it to be arrested for that? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, right.
To me, at least. But I like her gumption/spirit at the idea.
Yeah, I've had a lot of public sex.
Did you ever get caught?
No.
Oh,
but did you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Your mom?
No. I mean, I was having sex on the beach, and I remember, like, we thought we heard somebody, and then we, like, looked up, and someone had just, like, passed us, and they had a flashlight. So no one was ever, like, stop that or whatever. But I feel like I was seen.
Who's going to say stop?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, stop that.
Yeah, that's enough.
It's weird to get caught, but, like, I imagine if you do, the person is shy and probably walks away.
Yeah.
Not like they're not going to stand there and reprimand.
Call the police or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long have these guys been dating? Does it say?
It doesn't.
It feels like it's been at least a few months or something.
Yeah.
It's like
they're talking about sex and stuff like that.
I feel like all of the answers to all of your questions you get is just like communicate to the person's face.
Don't tell them that because then we won't get any more
practice. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to just tell her to grow up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Meaning?
I don't know. Keep it in.
Keep it tight.
Internal.
You can like get your strange elsewhere and don't tell the boyfriend about it.
No, don't do that.
Like, you want to have public sex, but he doesn't? Well, then go fuck someone else to hurt him.
That's actually the character on White Lotus.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. God, it's so toxic. It's so good. I love it.
The relationship is both the worst and kind of the healthiest on the show.
Yeah. Adam is right. I think that you can come to a middle ground where, like, you think that having public sex is really hot, but for whatever reason, maybe he's out on it because he's already done it. But there must be some other thing that'll get you both excited, and you just find out what that is.
Yeah.
And then you'll have new hot sex. You don't want to be copying the ex anyway.
Or just, like, keep putting yourself in situations in, like, public where it could happen.
Oh, yeah, like you're near a tennis court and you're scantily clad.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be soccer, any sport, really.
Pickleball. I wonder if you could just role play it.
Oh, okay. So you, like, get natural turf for your house.
Right. Yeah. So you're in your bedroom.
Basement.
Yeah. Or you're
turn the basement, you're in your basement into a soccer.
Basement's a soccer pitch. Yeah. And you say, we shouldn't do this. They're playing the World Cup.
Yeah. You turn on the TV and it's like highlights or something.
There you go. Yeah. And
oh, what a strike. It's a worldie. It couldn't be anyone else but him. Or
the
something
beautiful
like that.
Dream continues.
Leo Messi in the sands of Doha. And then it's like suddenly you're getting a Pavlovian response to these fucking announcers where he can't even get off unless, I don't know, what's this guy's name? Robbie Anderson or some shit is narrating the whole thing in some sort of bizarre fashion.
Landon Donovan. It should be Landon Donovan calling the game.
It needs to be Landon. Yeah, I don't know what to tell this lady other than I'm sorry, and I don't know how to get over the soccer field thing. It seems like it's eating her up alive.
This is a sticky situation.
It's a sticky situation.
This is the stickiest of the ones so far.
It's communicate. The boyfriend doesn't want you to be this upset, and maybe he just doesn't necessarily know.
Yeah.
So tell him about it.
Yeah, tell him that you're upset about the whole soccer field thing.
And
yeah,
if that doesn't work, cheating is fine.
No, it's maybe
not fine, but like
the opposite of fine is what you're saying.
I think maybe work your way up to the soccer field or something, you know.
Start with baseball diamond.
Yeah.
And then lacrosse
pitch.
Finally.
A pickleball court? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, or just like in terms of publicness, like get a hotel.
Imagine all the people near you.
That could. That's just kind of like
work hotel, but the window things open.
Right. Yeah. Hotel. Trick open him. The windows, and that's kind of hot
balcony.
Because like we can be seen.
Balcony.
But anyone,
start on a balcony.
Yeah. We're not look. We're anyone looking at us is a pervert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember those people that were fucking in our air or outside our Airbnb?
That was you. I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a train car.
What were you about to say?
I think get like a. A balcony at a hotel, start there, and then room change. Now you're on the first floor, and you're on the balcony again, and then you like fall over the balcony. You're like, you're like in the bushes or parking lot. You're like, oh wow, isn't this crazy?
I see. So that's kind of dangerous, it seems, because you're
falling over a balcony.
No, the first, but you're on the ground floor. It's like a ground floor balcony.
Yeah, I see. So you're not actually falling. You're just sort of
stumbling, and then you just kind of roll, keep rolling together.
Is that what you meant by role play?
Yes. And you can get a roll, and then there's a soccer field next to the hotel. You just kind of steamroll over each other.
Tumbleweed style. Did you like the role play joke? Turdy wise. Do you think that was good?
What wise?
Turdy wise.
Like, you already have the turdy.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you a turdy for that.
No, not a turdy.
The golden mic?
The golden mic for the role play.
It was earned and rewarded for this episode. It's shared by Adam and I.
I'm going to give up my golden mic.
No, not give up, but I feel like it's a fun thing for the three of us.
You gave me it.
I didn't give it to you, Jake did.
It's an award that...
What does it say? Jake and Amir.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I haven't had a vote.
Nice. I'm holding the mic right there, and that's it. That's the representation. And it looks like you have a tiny... What's in your hand on...
I have like a clump of dirt or something like that. I think.
Clump of dirt.
Yeah, just like this little bucket of mud. Like a little log of debris or sod almost. Right? Yeah. It's like
manure.
Yeah, it's like manure, like a clump of shit almost. Like a little turd or something like that.
Congratulations, by the way.
For sure.
What a streak. Speaking of streaks.
Adam, what do you have to promote? I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but he's on the White Frickin' Lotus, and odds are you've already seen it, unless you're Jake.
Yeah, I guess I'd recommend to Jake to watch. Yeah, watch the finale. I guess if you want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah,
that's kind of all. I guess I don't know. It's a great show. I mean, it's been really cool getting to actually like do press or publicity for something that is just objectively good. You don't have to like pretend that you liked it or like enjoyed filming it. Or,
it'll
like,
be good career wise if you get like a CBS sitcom next, but then it'll be like weird for you emotionally because you'll be like, I mean, it's good. I was on White Lotus. You guys should watch that.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. All right.
This show is fine, but it's no White fucking Lotus.
More critically acclaimed box office hits. That's fucking sick.
Yeah. Although I guess you want to do both because like you also want the cash from the.
Oh yeah, do you like cash?
Yeah, do you guys have any
money?
Yeah,
I'm. How much am I getting paid for this?
Yeah, for this,
yeah. For this.
How much is it for this? What's the going rate?
Cash, cash
wise.
Well, you have the mic, the golden mic, which you can hawk on the secondary market. I would never do that, but they are solid gold. It's worth $28,000.
Okay. Jesus, you're a millionaire. Amazing for having it 500 times over.
Yeah, that's true.
Amazing. Yeah, I would say just watch if you haven't seen White Lotus season 2, give it a watch. If you've seen it and you liked it, it's a good rewatch as well.
Yeah, I bet there's lots of shit that you
pick up on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Are you on the Reddit or like the tweets about like I saw like there was a camera going on in the background and like she was being recorded and like all this like various theories.
I've creeped Reddit a little bit. It's fun. Yeah, Twitter, all that stuff. But then there's always just like you see a random mean tweet like about you, and then you're like, all right, I've had enough of that for today.
Well, you searched Adam DeMarco ass on Twitter.
So of course, that's gonna nasty stuff. I also like make music.
Whoa,
my music name is Good One.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So maybe give that
music?
A listen. Yeah. I mean, I don't really talk about it too much, but I'm gonna be putting out a couple songs next year.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, just kind of like bedroom, like dream pop, self produced on a laptop. Yeah.
I love dream pop.
You did the White Lotus right? No. That was you. I'm just realizing it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no
they
way
sampled
about
me.
It.
Yeah, they sampled my
Wait,
music.
You have a music name?
Yeah, Good One.
Good One? And it's just you?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So
wow, you can
Google
that but not
well.
Parakeet, huh? You just type in willy nilly.
Yeah, I'm just then, curious.
Yeah. All right.
Guitar or piano, what are you thinking? Singer-songwriter, Dave Matthews style.
No spoilers.
That's awesome.
I just like get high and make beats on Ableton, basically, and then...
Wow, he admitted to drug use, folks.
It's legal in Canada, so...
Yeah. And in California.
It's for Dadgrass, for Lumi Labs.
Okay, tread lightly.
We do a lot of weed ads.
Do you guys have anything to...
I'll snort cocaine and play video games.
Oh, that's
with your number to boot.
I'm OK Bloomer on TikTok and Cardi B on Nintendo Switch.
Are you
Come
Cardi
at
B?
Me.
Are you Cardi B?
Oh, Cardi. Yeah, Cardi, like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Mm. You play video games?
I have a Switch. We could. I'll add you on Switch. We
That's
can start.
Cool.
There.
That's a good start.
Start there.
That's a fucking start, though. Yeah. Like, think like that's like it, and you're placating me.
You're a bit of a Mario Kart head, right?
I used to be a Carter for sure.
Yeah. Do you smash? Are you a smasher?
Never smashed. Never smashed.
You're a smasher.
No, I never played.
No.
Although GoldenEye is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Mm.
Yeah. And you are the most frustrating person to play GoldenEye.
We've only played once.
I remember the trip so well. Like, I beat every single person to GoldenEye. And then when I played you, I couldn't beat you because you fucking played the proximity mines.
Oh my God,
you're so annoying.
They're good. You just
haven't seen that
very strategic throws. And then Jake would constantly be running into them.
Yeah. It's the high traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so annoying. No skill.
Well, proximity mines is its own little
skill. Yeah, actually, too much
skill on your part.
Yeah, there was no bravery, no bravado.
Stolen valor.
Slaps only. Fuck a mine.
You didn't do anything because you didn't slap me with it. A proximity slap.
You guys have any like live shows coming up? Or do you still do those?
We do not. Jake has with his NADPOD.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, I'm going to Australia actually.
Fun.
In January. NADPOD.com/live. Check it out.
Cool.
Will you be there?
I will not. I will nay.
You come if you want.
Oh, that's cool. I wasn't even invited.
We have live shows.
We have live shows.
We
do. HeadGum Live.
Oh, nice.
Good thing Anya's here. Good thing Adam is here.
Yeah.
January 12th.
January 12th.
Yeah. In LA and January LA. 27th in New York City.
That's January 27th. Right. January 27th in New York.
Yeah. Amazing.
Jake come and I through. Are hosting that.
Adam, wherever you are, you can come.
And we're
you guys are pretty excited about it, obviously.
We're thrilled to be that. Yeah. It's going to be insane.
Headgum.com/live.
Are those announced / available? We'll make sure that they are. Even though that's sort of out of our control, Adam.
Just make sure it happens.
Yeah. Just look out
the
for
link. The cleanest plug at the end of an episode ever.
Yes. Tight. We're put on the spot and taken off of the spot. We don't even know if we can promote what we just promoted, but we did. And there's more information at headgum.com/live or
no,
not.
There's not. Not yet. There's
not. There will
but
not
there
be.
Will be soon.
But there
so
will
stay
be
tuned.
Soon. So stay tuned. Or yeah. don't.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Watch White Lotus season 2.
I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
And you're great in it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Amir.
Thanks for being on this yeah. program.
Thanks.
Let's all show our asses at the end.
Okay.
Good.
I mean,
that'll
I've
be on our
done
Patreon,
it.
patreon.com/JA.
That's right.
Adam will watch one with us pantsless, I think, if I text him about it nicely. How long are you in LA for?
What is going on?
I'm curious to hang.
You got the plug.
I got the plug. And now I'm just sort of casually dropping
this
into conversation.
This is something you can ask him on the way out.
Of course, and I will.
After the show.
But I want
to. How long are you in LA for? Why is that interesting to anybody listening to the show?
Because what if Adam and I become boys and then suddenly yeah. they're like, that's cool. We were there for the beginning of that.
And now they might be because they know you're going to ask him after the show. After it fucking ends.
We can go. You want to do another 10 minutes?
How long are you in LA for?
How long for you?
You're in a rental car? You're in a rental car or no?
He said he took a Lyft. I assume
yeah,
you don't know how to drive.
Maybe he didn't
want to
park,
shit.
But I'm sure he has a car.
You have a car?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for having me. And we will see you guys later on the other side. Do you remember who made that opening theme song? Gosh, it was the...
We might have not.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah. Did we give him credit or did that not come up? Because we were excited to talk about Adam.
Mm.
Probably feels like didn't...
That one? The one where we didn't...
The proper due.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't remember talking about it. You were accusing me of saying that he sounded like Bob Dylan.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And now you're looking for it. Could you not find it?
Yeah, I can't find it.
Did we say who it actually is? Steeler's Wheel.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Steely Wheel, right?
No.
Steely Dan.
Absolutely Steeler's falling wheel. Apart at the fucking buzzer. I'm never this flustered, man. You
I think
have
this
to
is another turdy word.
Yeah, you've never gotten a turdy on the outro, but here you go, man.
I don't know if this is the theme song. I hope it is. Yeah. It's Tommy Dowdy. Third or fourth theme song submission. Love to mention his Instagram, Animatrium Studio, where I showcase animations and music.
Nice.
Toda, and don't forget the sauce. Thank you, Tommy. We'll be back next week with Adam, if you could believe it.
Well, okay, see you then.
He'll never be back.
I'm so worried that I'll make a mistake. I'll even take advice from Amir if it means it's gonna save me from tears. Dirty's to the left of me, Golden Mike's to the right. Here I am, I'm on If I Were You. Yes, this is it. To the left of me, you boys to the right. Here I am, I'm on If I Were You. Yes, I'm on If I Were You.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.